If we're living, doing like we should be doing, we're all the time changing, we're all the time getting better at walking by faith, all the time getting better at believing God.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
You can live a long and satisfied life when you do it by faith. Find out how on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and make the choice to live a full life in God's best. Now, here's Gloria.
Well, let's look at verse 14 in Psalm 91. Because he has set his love upon me. Now, this is the man who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He says of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. So this is a man of faith. He's a God man. He's a man of faith. And he's believing to be delivered. He's not afraid of the terror of the night. He knows 1,000 could fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, but it'll not come near him. Because, verse 9 says, because you've made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you. Well, poverty's an evil. Sickness is an evil. There's all kind of evils out in the world. The world is full of evil because devil's here. But this says, no evil shall befall the man who dwells in the secret place, or the woman who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. No plague or calamity will come near your house, your tent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he gives the angels charge over us. And then in verse 14 it says, because he has set his love upon me, God says, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me. He knows my name. He trusts me. He loves me. And the Bible just tells us that if we love God, we'll keep his commandments. So you can tell if you love him by if you do what he says. And if you do what he says, then there's an extra bounce to your faith. Because you know you love him. That's proof that you love him. So you qualify for this. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So long life is part of our deliverance and our salvation. Long life is part of the promises of protection. Well, if you're protected, and if you the pestilence and sickness can't get to you, and no bad person can get to you, and no evil shall befall you, what's not to live long there? Yeah, we can live long. We're people of faith. We have a Father. Glory to God. Long life. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I remember Brother Hagin used to say, well, you know, when they talk about how long you live, he said, live till you're satisfied. Just live till you're satisfied. With long life, will I satisfy him. If you're not satisfied, live on a while longer. Here's what satisfy means, according to Strong, to satisfaction. Live till you're satisfied, to satisfaction. Have enough. Live till you're satisfied and you have enough. Till you're filled, full, to be full of, have plenty of. Have plenty of life. Live out the full number of your days. Get all your job done. Get all your desires that you want to do in life. Everything that you know you've had out there you want to do. Take a trip. Do whatever you want to do. And then, if you're old enough, leave. You shouldn't be satisfied at 40, 50, 60, 70. Having the desire, satisfied is having the desires fully gratified to be made content. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be satisfied. Now in Hebrews it says it's appointed unto men once to die. Well, you only do it once. Isn't that good? It's just something you do once. What happens to a believer when he dies? You know, you don't even have to be sick to die, really. Some people just live out the full number of their days and they're gone. Their heart stops because they left. When you leave, everything's going to stop. You'll have a heart failure, kidney failure, body failure. But that doesn't have to be the reason you're evicted. We don't have to be evicted. Amen? We just can go home when we get through and live out our days. Really, I'd be so surprised if Jesus didn't come get us before this generation leaves here. But the Bible also says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we don't have any fear of death. And we aren't going to have any accidents and allow any of the devil's stuff to take us out early. Amen? We're not, and sickness and disease, we've been delivered from that. Jesus bore that for us. Glory to God. So we can just live out our full number of days, be of service to the Lord, accomplish whatever He tells us to do. And when we're old enough and we're satisfied, we've got everything covered, everything done, covered, we've lived out our days and we finished our calling and our work is done, we'll just sleep. Is that good?
Yes.
Amen. So we don't have anything to fear in death. It is appointed unto men once to die. And we may get to go in the rapture. I think Jesus is going to come soon. I mean, I just expect Him. But every generation that's been connected has expected Him to come in their generation. And I expect that. Now let's look at some things about how old is old. Let's look at Amplified in Psalm 90. I'm going to, the tradition says that 70 or 80 years is a lifetime. You know, that's a set time for a lot of people. They think of 70 or 80 years as it's time to be thinking about leaving. But that's not Bible. Where that comes from is Psalm 90, where it says this. This is in the Old Testament, Psalm 90. It says, "For all our days out here in this wilderness," says Moses, "pass away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, for we adults know we are doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan." Now here's where that 70 or 80 comes from. The days of our years are 80 years and 10, 70 years. Or even if by reason of strength, 80 years, which would be 80 years. The days of our years are 70 or 80. Now, how many of you have ever heard that? Yeah, see, everybody's heard that. Well, now in the Amplified, it gives us some insight into that down in the footnote on Psalm 90. It says, "This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age, when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea, to die before reaching the Promised Land." Now that's Numbers 14, 26 through 35, if you want to look it up later. Moses says, most of them are dying at 70 years of age. Now here it is. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It was not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years has never been the average span of life for humanity. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130 years, in Genesis 47:9, he complained that he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. In fact, Moses himself lived to be 120 years old, Aaron 123, and Miriam several years older, and Joshua 110 years of age. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought of as a child. And that's in Isaiah 65:20. Now that I just read you is a footnote to this scripture in the Amplified about the 70 or 80 years. So that's where the 70 or 80 years comes from. It's referring to the children of Israel in the wilderness. Now, you know, when you think about it, the Lord's invested a lot in all of us. We're a generation that He's taught the Word to. We know how to live by faith. We know how to walk by faith. We know how to prosper. We know the message of the Word. He's not in any hurry for you and me to leave here. We've got a job to do. We can live it out, walk it out, show others what's possible. I didn't know you could drive from Mama Jink, from Maryland to Branson when you're over 100, till Mama Jenkins did it. I thought about, we need to get Mama Jenkins and Dad Clark together. But they didn't seem to take to it, so. But isn't that something that we have people around us that have lived and been, let's see, Dad Clark, let's see, when would he have been born? I've forgotten now, and I can't figure and be on the platform at the same time, so there you have it. But Psalm 91 says we should live till we're satisfied, till we've had enough to be full of, plenty, have plenty of, satisfied, to be satisfied, having the desires fully gratified, made content. That's what it means to satisfy, according to Webster. We know this is God's will. The abider is delivered and satisfied. It is appointed to every man, the scripture says, wants to die. Not a time to die. See, that's in Hebrews 9:26-27. We quote it as saying it's appointed a time to die. But it says, actually, it's appointed every man wants to die. We're only going to die once. We're only going to leave here once. But there's no set time for it. You and I determine pretty much how long we live. And since we are faith people, we should expect to live a long time. Because I believe God for protection. I believe Him when I'm in the car, I believe Him to protect me and keep me. And the Lord knows He's done some good job at that too. And I believe to be delivered of sickness and disease. We're faith people. So we shouldn't expect to check out of here at 70 or 80. That was for the people. Let's look at, I don't think I read this yet. This is in Psalm 90 where it talks about that. Did I read the footnote on that about 70 years? This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It did not refer to anybody but the Israelites. So dump that old 70 or 80 stuff. We're going to keep having these believers' conventions for a long time, and we want somebody here. So you just keep going and you keep coming, amen? Glory to God. We're not about to quit. So the Genesis 6:3 says his days shall be 120. Moses was caught up to, God told Moses, caught up to Mount Sinai, and during the Mount Sinai experience. And in Isaiah, it says this, even to old age will I carry you. Even to old age will I carry you. Hallelujah. How old is old? Well, let's look at Proverbs 3:2. How old is old? It says in Proverbs 3:1, forget my son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now here's where life is. This is where long life. It's one thing to live a long time, but it's another thing to live a long time and have a good life, enjoy life. Living long and living strong is what we are able to do that in the Word of God. You say, well, Gloria, what if you preach that and then you die early? I will not sweat a thing if I die early. I'll be so happy. Don't worry about it. But I don't plan to do that. I believe the Word. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments or my ways. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, till our departure, these shall they add to you. The commandments. The commandments add long life to us. Obeying God. It's just like God to give us commandments that do us good. The Word does us good. How many people in here can say that the Word has made a wonderful change in my life? Not just spiritually now, but every way, financially, physically, every way. Oh, my word. Who would want to live long before we found the Word? I mean, it was just no fun at all. We had so many problems, and we were in lack, and we couldn't pay our bills, and we didn't know what to do when we got sick. But then the Word came. So continuing length of days, years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, the words add those. The Word of God adds that to you. Isn't that a great scripture? That's Psalm 3:2. So in the Amplified. So you don't want to miss that. Now, the 70 or 80 years, we looked at that about the those were the people that were in the wilderness. They were limited. They had a limit. They had a cap, as Ken says, put on them. And they couldn't live on and on and on and on and on. You know, really, if you think about it, they hadn't had a limit when they were in the wilderness eating manna, which is probably a perfect food. They would have lived and lived and lived and lived and lived. But they were a disobedient people, and they had a limit put on them. And so they lived 70 or 80 years, and that was it. But that's where that scripture that is misused for a lifespan comes from. Glory to God. His days shall be 120. Even to old age will I carry you. That's Isaiah 46:4. How old is old? How old do you want to be? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Length of days and years of a life worth living. The Amplified says, white hair, white with age. Well, that happens sooner than you think, believe me. So we certainly want to live past that. Amen. It says in Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That's why we can live a long time. He sent his word. We know the word. We know the will of God. We know 70 or 80 is not a set time of life. My, you're just learning some things at 70. Glory to God. What is old? Check yourself out at 120 and see if you're satisfied. That's not a limit. Surely Jesus will come before I get to be 120. But we ought to live, according to Psalm 91, we can live till we're satisfied. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I love the word. It makes me so happy. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. It'd be hard for one to die under those conditions. If whenever you got in trouble, you knew the Lord well enough and you had enough faith to call upon him, the Lord will answer you at any age. You're not going to get to be 100 and then he's going to turn you off like you turn off water. No. I will be with him in trouble. Who? The one that trusts and relies on me. knowing. See, this person that's this Psalm 91 is talking about, this person knows something. And in the Amplified, it says, he knows that, he knows and understands my name. He understands God. We know God. We have a personal knowledge of his mercy, his love, and kindness. And we trust and rely on him. Now, if we've been living our younger life right, we've been in the Word. We've been finding out what belongs to us. We've been obedient. We've been making changes when the Word corrects us or the Spirit of God corrects us. If we're living, doing like we should be doing, we're all the time changing. We're all the time getting better at walking by faith, all the time getting better at believing God and expecting, and all the time being more obedient. Every year we live, we ought to learn more. And the more we know, the more obedient we can be. Amen. So we're in a good place with God, and here's what happens with us. He said, he'll call upon me, and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. What's trouble? Well, that could be an accident. That could be sickness, disease, storms, shipwreck, airplane crashes. I will be with him in trouble. What a scripture. When faith people are in trouble, they've got help. God is with us. And it says, he's not just with us, I will deliver him and honor him. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I get so excited because I believe this stuff. With long life, long life, long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That word is deliverance, everything good, being taken care of. Salvation is not just being born again. It's salvation, spirit, soul, body, financially, in every way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're a blessed people. Now, if we don't believe the word and we don't get it into our thinking and we don't get it into our mouth, then we're not going to be able to walk in what belongs to us. But I'm going to continue in my life to stay in the Word of God. Amen? And I'm going to continue in my life to do what I'm told.
Monique, I saw that big check you wrote to the orphanage.
You know that kids are my passion. Being able to do that was a dream come true.
So how do you do it? What's your secret?
A book, Blessed Beyond Measure by Gloria Copeland.
A book?
Reading the book and working the Blessed Beyond Measure devotional together challenged my thinking and changed my life.
Changed your life? What does your thinking have to do with being blessed?
Well, I was all about mine and had no idea that God wanted me to be blessed so that I could be a blessing.
So how did you get from just wanting to be blessed to actually being a blessing?
I had to change my thinking to change my life. I had to believe the word, speak the word, act on the word, and never doubt the word.
And the book and journal helped you do all that.
It was like having Gloria Copeland right there walking me through the how-tos of creating a deeper relationship with God. Getting to this point was no joke, but the reward is living. Blessed beyond measure.
Order the Blessed Beyond Measure package today at a special 35% savings. Receive both the book and the devotional journal by Gloria Copeland for just $18. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Blessed Beyond Measure package online at kcm.org. If you prefer to order by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, in my grandmother's message today, you heard that God wants to satisfy you with long life and for you to live out the full number of your days. That's His promise. That's His will. But when you've been taught the Word, that's when you know how to do it. Every promise in the Word must be received by faith. When you've been taught that Word, you know how to live by faith, how to walk by faith, how to prosper by faith. He has a lot invested in you. He gave you Jesus. Now, He's not in any hurry for you to check out of this place early. You and I have a job to do. We have an assignment right here in this world to tell people about Jesus. Now, in today's product, I just want to mention this to you because it's going to help you in fulfilling your calling and the thing that God has called you to do. This is a book by Gloria Copeland called Blessed Beyond Measure, and it's a package that we want to offer to you. It's a book and a devotional journal. Get a hold of these things because they're going to help you with daily teachings, asking you questions, giving you ideas for personal application. That's how you apply the Word of God. It's not enough just to sit there, read it, close it, throw it away. So, oh, don't understand that. Get into it, find out what it means, and then embrace God's goodness for you and towards you. Embrace Him and trust Him with every area of your life, not just in this thing or that, but in every area of life, because when you do that, He'll enable you to not only be blessed, but to be a blessing. And that's what this is about. That's the life of abundance. It gets so big in you that it overflows to bless somebody else. Amen. Now, at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we want you to know something. We are here for you. So if you need prayer, don't you dare hesitate. You call this ministry. Let us come into agreement with you. We have trained prayer ministers right here in Fort Worth, Texas. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you live somewhere else in the world, check our other offices for their hours of operation. But there are people who are ready to pray with you, agree with you, and see you walk in the miracle that God has coming your way. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast. And every week when you tune in, we're so glad to have you. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend, April 8th and 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.